persons with disabilities access to employment and then making reasonable accommodation for them. Chairperson, to ensure that persons with disabilities do not face discrimination in obtaining employment, in addition to the guarantee to the right to work for every person provided under Section 31 of the Constitution and the prohibition of discrimination under Section 20 of the Constitution, Section 27 of the Persons with Disabilities Act 2024, which came into force 3 months ago, outlines several key provisions aimed at promoting equal opportunities in the labor market. Firstly, it establishes that persons with disabilities have a right to work and employment, which includes the freedom to earn a living through work that they choose to accept in the labor market. The section emphasizes the importance of creating a working environment that is open, inclusive, and accessible to individuals with disabilities. Chairperson, Section 27 of the Act also explicitly prohibits discrimination by employers against employees based on disability in all employment matters. This includes recruitment, conditions of service, hiring practice, job continuation, career advancement, and ensuring safe and healthy working conditions. Employers are required to encourage persons with disabilities to apply for jobs in their advertisements and must provide reasonable accommodation during the job application process. This includes making necessary adjustments for individuals with disabilities to participate effectively in job interviews and ensuring they have access to favorable working conditions. Key provisions include: 1. Reasonable accommodation. Employers must provide necessary adjustments to enable employees with disabilities to perform their jobs effectively. Secondly, is equal opportunities. Employees with disabilities should receive equal opportunities and remuneration for work of equal value, as well as safe and healthy working conditions. 3. Is protection from discrimination. The Act mandates protection from harassment and discrimination by other employees, ensuring a supportive work environment. Chairperson, finally, the Act also provides for grievance redress mechanism. Employers are required to establish a mechanism for addressing grievances related to discrimination. Additionally, the section also places an obligation on employers with more than 10 employees to report annually to the Malawi Council for Disabilities Affairs regarding the employment of individuals with disabilities. This report must include relevant information about the number of employees with disabilities and their roles within the organization. Lastly, Chairperson, the Malawi Council on Disability Affairs will maintain a register of persons with disabilities, which includes their qualifications, training, and skills to facilitate job placements, ensuring that the workforce is effectively utilized and that individuals with disabilities have access to employment opportunities. Finally, Chair, on this matter, the authority also has been empowered under the Act to enforce compliance with obligations on employers through issuing compliance orders to ask the employer to comply with any obligation imposed on the employer under the Act. These orders can order the employer to cease or refrain from doing an act stipulated in the order, or pay compensation to the person with disabilities affected by the action or inaction of the offending person. Chairperson, if you allow me, I will stop here, and then the remaining questions, we will attend to them first thing tomorrow morning, if that is in order, Chairperson.
Thank you very much indeed. It could be very helpful in order to proceed with the questions related to Cluster 3. And for the follow-up questions on Cluster 2, we will also have a bit of a time, maybe this evening or tomorrow, depending on how we proceed with Cluster 3 issues. And now,